sing the calm sea with Jesus. The disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We are helpless and we're so afraid. But Jesus arose when they called him and said to them, where is your faith? 'Cause you prayed all night. 'Cause you've held on with all of your might. Child, your Christ has woken the Master. And he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your Christ has woken the Master.
It hit you without any warning. The storm of your life had begun. Seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened with nowhere to run. And by now, your vessel is filling. You're thinking that you'll surely drown. And you know that you can't give up now.
Because you prayed all night. 'Cause you held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have woken the Master. And he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your Christ has woken the Master. And you're up there worried that he's fast asleep. The winds are so deadly, the water's so deep. But try to be patient, 'cause soon he'll bring peace. Just one word from his voice, and it all must cease. 'Cause you prayed all night. 'Cause you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. And he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master.
All Sam. Let's go ahead and change over the service this evening. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see. To see you high and lifted up. Shine. shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. I am lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love
as we sing.
Bless you all. Good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. I trust everyone's doing well. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and go to the Word, and then I'll have you all be seated after we read. So we're going to read in Colossians chapter 2, verse 1, starting at verse 1. Colossians 2, verse 1. The Bible says, "For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of man, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all," not some, amen, "all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." And look what he says here, "and ye are complete in him, where all that dwells in." Now, Paul was talking to Colossians here, to the Colossians, and they're Gentiles, right? Now, how many believe that God's given us further revelation in this day? Yet Paul was saying that they were complete in him at that time. How about you? That's why when Satan comes around and he starts talking to you, well, you're nothing. You're half Christian. Look what you did yesterday. Look what I did. Let me tell you, you're complete in him if you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You're complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Praise the Lord Jesus. So we're going to speak this evening. So walk ye in him is our title. And let's just bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for the opportunity that we have to open back the pages of your word. We appreciate, Lord God, for the opportunity that we have, Lord, to gather together. Lord, while we still have that opportunity, Father, we're going to do it, Lord. And those that love you, Father God, will come together, Lord Jesus. And they'll not just want to fellowship with one another, but, Lord, fellowship with you, Lord. So we, Father God, come, Lord, and ask, Father, that if there's any sin in our heart, if we've failed you in any way, Lord, sinned, maybe said or thought anything that was contrary to your word, Lord, that would hinder us from receiving from you, Lord, we place it under the blood of Jesus Christ right now, Father. For the blood, Father, not it doesn't just cover, Lord God, it eradicates completely, Lord, where the sin itself cannot even be found anymore, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us this evening. Meet every need, Father God. We're remembering Sister Frida this evening, Lord God. Just a special prayer that goes out. We're going out to her, Lord God, reaching, Father God, Lord, to her, Lord, where you, Father, died for her healing on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago, Lord God. And we know that that power, Lord God, that healing power is still more than able to heal even this 2022, Lord God Almighty. It's still able to eradicate cancer. It's still able to eradicate spots. And Lord Jesus, we just pray, Father, that you give her strength and that you give her peace, Father God, during this time, Lord. We just commit it into your hands and these things into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Lord bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. I got to have my little swig right before I start talking. I'm still trying to get used to this apparatus. I know it sounds good, but... Yes, sir. Amen. Lord bless you all. How many of you are happy to be in the house of God? We missed you all this Sunday, this past weekend. And maybe you all missed us. I don't know. But Brother Bob and Brother Ryan, you all did a wonderful job this past Sunday. And excellent. Excellent little thought that Brother Ryan brought there about the picture. Amen. The picture unfolding. And I believe that as believers and we're walking in this Christian way, amen, that picture is unfolding every single day. It should be at least. And he didn't give anything difficult. He didn't have no calculations or algebra into it. All he said is just keep reading your Bible and pray. That's all it is. And then God will take care of the rest. And I like that. I like that. You just do your part and he does his. So we appreciate that, Brother Ryan. We always enjoy listening to Brother Ryan. He does a really, really good job. Brother Bob, I felt like I was an evangelistic sermon when I was listening in. You did an excellent job. We appreciate that word, Brother Bob. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because how many believe that God still heals? Amen. Even in this moment where we see so much sickness and so many people dying left and right and just all kinds of chaos. Amen. But God is still in the healing business. Amen. Thank you all for your prayers for us this past weekend. I could say maybe with Brother Wade as well. Brother Boyd was there as well. And my family, Sister June, I believe the people were definitely helped. They were... And I know that they're listening in right now. Lord bless you all. Amen. We love you all. Amen. And just to be there in their place and fellowship with them and be able to answer their questions. Brother Wade, of course, he was the one who did most of that, and it tied things so perfectly. I mean, I even learned some more things. Amen. Some more things were revealed to me, and. You know what struck me the most is that some of them have been believers for a while now, you know, but they've you can just see it in their heart that they're so in love with Christ right now, and it's almost like I almost felt jealous for them. you know what I'm saying? It's like they are so in love with God right now. I mean, I have never seen people. Washing with a zeal, washing our feet and crying like babies as they were there washing our feet and just thanking God. And I said, Lord, you know, maybe you're just calling us to go back to our first love. Amen. Maybe he's using those brethren to do that. And so that really struck me. And they might think, you know, we went over there to get for them to receive something from us, but I got that from them. Amen. That zeal, that sometimes because we think we have it all here, and it's another Wednesday night, another Sunday morning, another Sunday. There's Brother Bob, there's Brother Wade preaching again. But to them, it's not that way. To them, they are really taking everything, even going back 15 years from when Brother Dale was preaching. And they're quoting things that Brother Dale said 15 years ago. Puts me to shame. Yeah, and they know everybody, and they know how many... hair, Brother Bob has on his hair and his face and everything. So they're paying attention. But most importantly, they're paying attention to the word. And so they're praying for us, and you just continue to pray for them. Some of them, I believe, want to get rebaptized, and so we just thank God. God is working, and who knows what will happen from 6 months to a year from now. God is the one that's in control. What's most important is that they're in love with Christ. No matter in the situation that they're in, if it's drawing them closer to God, that's the most important part. So be it. Amen. And just so glad that we were able to be part of that. So, Lord willing, they'll be here with us. The brethren will be here with us. More of them, even from last time, they'll be here with us in a couple of weeks for the meetings. So we just thank God. And thank God for their protection. And I know some of you all probably saw little videos we were sending in through the WhatsApp group. We were just having fun, too. I mean, we laughed. We ate. And did a little bit of cutting up as well. And Brother Boyd, he's a good sport. we appreciate all the things and just thank God for the fellowship. So we're going to go ahead and go to the Word now, and just a small little thought here, and I'm not going to keep you all long, but so walk ye in Him, and we see here that this is a phrase that is in verse 6. But I just want to go verse by verse. And if we read here in Colossians 2, verse 1, and it says, "For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh." You notice how Paul was mentioning that, how he has such a great conflict, such a great love, such a great zeal for the ones that were in Laodicea. And we know that that was the physical city back then. But it's interesting that we are living in that time, amen. And so we know that our soul, amen, is not in Laodicea, and it shouldn't be in Laodicea, amen. We should be living in an eighth day, amen. The bride should be in that eighth day, but physically we are still living under the effects of Laodicea, amen. And it pulls on us, and it tempts us, and it draws us. But amen, God has given us a way to overcome Laodicea in this hour. God has been the overcomer throughout all the ages, and He's still overcoming in this day. No matter if it's Laodicea, no matter what age we're living in, God is the one that's conquering through His people. Praise the Lord. So, and we see here that He says, for them at Laodicea, as for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, because Paul's desire was for the people, even for the ones that he had not yet met in person. He had that love. He had that desire for them. Amen. And saints, a Christian God called man, amen. That's what he desires. He desires to raise up the kingdom of God, amen. Not to lower the kingdom of God, not to squash the kingdom of God within the people or amongst the people, amen. But it's to lift up the kingdom of God. And unfortunately, we see that some men, they've come in to lift up themselves and to lift up a ministry, or to lift up a certain group or a certain clan or a certain thing. But amen, a true man of God, just like Paul, amen, he was about lifting the people up, amen. And it's not about you, and it's not about me. It's about lifting Christ up amongst the people so that people can see Christ and not see yourself, not see me. Amen. I have nothing to offer, but Christ has everything to offer. Amen. And if I'm full with Christ, then I want people to see Christ in me, the hope of glory. Amen. Not me, but see Christ. Praise God. Amen. And we see here in verse 2 that their hearts, Paul says here, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together. Amen. In what? Love. In love. Amen. Amen. And that love that he's talking about here is not a filial love, but it's agape love. Amen. Amen. Being knit together in love. Amen. When something is knit together, amen, then it's hard to break it apart. Amen. Right. When it's knit together in love. And it says, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. Amen. Praise God. He makes a very big, what he says here, understanding is important. Amen. Men, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. Because saints, you won't have full assurance in the word of God if you don't understand it. I'm just kind of breaking down these little verses. If you don't understand the word of God, and if you just read it really quick, you'd not get the essence of what Christ is trying to tell you. So here Paul is saying, being knit together in love. First, you got to have love in your life in order to be able to love the word of God. Because I got to read the word of God. I got to read the Bible because I have to, that there's no love there. That love is not connecting you to the word. Amen. So then you won't have the opportunity to obtain all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. You know, you have to have some, you have to understand something in order for that to be revealed to you. Right? Revelation just doesn't come without hitting your physical brain first and you understanding it first, then it's revealed to you. Someone had to explain to me first what water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ physically show me in the scriptures where it is. Oh, I understand that Acts Matthew 28:19 is really what Peter is saying in Acts 2:38. Amen. And then God reveals that to you. Amen. You've got to have that understanding. And so that's what Paul is talking about here. And those are riches, saints. That's why it's so important to pay attention to the ministry, to the preaching of the word. Because maybe something may not be revealed to you, but if you pay attention, you'll have the opportunity to understand. And then God could come down and be able to reveal that to you. Maybe not right there and then, maybe a year from now. But if you're not listening, there's no opportunity for revelation. Amen? So he's telling the Colossians here, being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. My goodness, when something just sinks down deep in your heart and is revealed to you, amen, that brings full assurance. Do you think the devil would take that away from you, can take that away from you? He can't. You think the devil can take away from me one God when that's fully revealed to you? There's no way. Amen. To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, amen, and of the Father, and of Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. And so, the mystery of God, praise the Lord. What is the mystery of God? Amen. We know that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. That is the mystery of God. Praise the Lord. Colossians 1:27 tells us, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery amongst the Gentiles. Praise the Lord. Which is, watch now, which is Christ in you. It wasn't anything big. It wasn't anything out of the ordinary. It's Christ. It's how God manifests himself through you. That is the greatest mystery that the world can't understand. That Jesus Christ is living through a bunch of people like you and me. Amen? That fail him just almost every day. But if the love of God is in you, amen, you may want to make that right away. Amen? You want to repent right away if you fail him. Amen? And so that's what the mystery of God is, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. The hope. That is the hope that we have. Amen. That we are going to get a body change. That is the hope that we have. That we are going to see the resurrected saints raised amongst us. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is the hope that brings us. Christ in us. The hope of all glory. Amen. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Something that the world doesn't understand. The world is out there artificially trying to obtain eternal life. Amen. They'll never obtain it. Never. You can't pervert. I mean, they can try to pervert it, but they'll never be able to obtain what's original life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, verse 3, Colossians chapter 2, verse 3 tells us, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Praise the Lord. Amen. You want all wisdom? Look what verse 2 said. Being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. All right. And then in verse 3 it says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. Amen. Where's the wisdom and knowledge hidden? It's in Christ. It's in his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so when we get sidetracked and we get derailed, amen, on other things, we fail to obtain the treasures of that wisdom, of that knowledge, amen, because we are sidetracked, amen. And this ties directly with what Colossians 1:27 told us, the riches of the glory, amen. And so all those treasures, amen, were hid in Christ when he was here as the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelled in him. Amen. And now, saints, that fullness, amen, we might have it in partiality, but it's the same elements. It's the same ingredients. Praise the Lord Jesus. We might just have a down payment. Amen. But with the down payment, we can still drive the car. Praise the Lord. The down payment was, we were able to get the car out of the lot. Amen. Amen. Now it's better for you to go and buy the car, pay cash. Ain't that right, brother, brother John? Oh, it's wonderful. Amen. But a lot of people can't pay $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for a vehicle now. That's what a Mustang, two-door Mustang costs now, just about. Amen. But for some of us, it might be better if we just don't even go look at it. Save up for it like the way our grandparents used to do. Then you can get your Mustang. But we want it, and we want it now. And we're going to get in debt for it. And no matter what we got to do, we want to look good for the person at the red light so they could see us. And you're never going to see that person ever again. You're only there at the red light for like 1 minute, maybe sometimes less. You'll never see that person ever again. But I looked good. Man, I tell you what, when I got out from that thinking, it helped me save more money. It'll help you save more money. And it'll help you think less of you and more about God. And making sure your car looks really good, and that's fine. It's good, you know, to make sure your car looks good. Pay attention. You got to make sure it runs right. Amen. But I mean, if you're just trying to show off and trying to just look good for somebody at a red light, and you're in debt for it, that's not wise. That's not part of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. Praise God. Well, I don't know. Somebody may have needed that. But now, amen, now all those treasures that were in Christ, now he has deposited these same treasures in you and I. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this might be just a down payment, but it's part of the same treasure. It's part of the same source. It's part of the same life. And it's enough to make this car move out of the lot. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. In 2 Corinthians, it tells us, I love this scripture. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now watch what verse 7 says. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Amen. In earthen vessels, not heavenly vessels, in earthen vessels. Amen. God decided to put those treasures of Christ in your vessel. In your vessel. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. I may have mentioned sometimes, but you know, God did not choose, amen, a big vase from the Ming Dynasty or the Chinese Dynasty or something. No, he chose some common Walmart pots. That costs very little. Amen. That may not look like, let me rephrase that. They may not look like much, but cost a lot. It cost him this much. Amen. It cost him his life. Amen. But to people, other people, that's just a plain old Walmart pot. Amen. I can just set that outside. It'll just get all messed up in a year or so. Amen. Not if God has something to do with it. Amen. The world may say, well, he or she, well, you watch her in about a year. She ain't going to be going to church anymore. You watch her in about a year. She's going to stop reading the Bible. She's going to completely backslide. Not if God has something to do with it. When God does the work and God deposits his treasures in that vessel. Amen. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. When God is the one that's depositing. Amen. You better believe that he's going to have some interest coming out of that. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of you. No, I think it says may be of God and not of us. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So God deposited his treasures, these treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. In you so that he can get the glory. Amen. And not you. Amen. Some people may say, oh, you're just a know-it-all. You're just trying to be a know-it-all, or you think you're some sort of professor. Amen. But it was God that deposited those treasures in me. Amen. And now what God has done makes me want to go to the Word. And therefore, as you're reading the Word, as Brother Ryan was talking about on Sunday, as you're reading the Word, that Word is opening up to you even more. Amen. The picture is becoming more and more clear. Now the cow is not on the tree as you thought it was. Now it's on the grass. Amen. And what is it eating? Amen. It's eating grass. Amen. And everything starts looking the way it needs to look. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 4 says, and this I say, Paul speaking, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Amen. So just as Jesus, he could not be beguiled and go contrary, and he could not be beguiled like the first Eve was beguiled. Amen. Now, I want to point something out here for just a moment, saints. If Eve would have stayed in Adam, there would have been no opportunity for there being a deception. Amen. If Eve would have just stayed fortified in Adam, amen, there wouldn't have been no opportunity. There wouldn't have been no deception. Amen. But Eve had to come out, praise the Lord. And that gave the opportunity for Eve to make a decision whether she was going to stay with the Word or not. Amen. See, if you and I were put here on this earth, amen, and we were put here with free moral agency. Amen. If we were always in Christ Jesus, if we were never expressed, then of course there wouldn't have been an opportunity for there to be sin from our part. Amen. But God put us in here, amen, so that we could express him. Amen. But you have to express him through a decision that you have to make. Amen. And the tempter and the enemy will come. Praise the Lord. But you have the decision to make. Am I going to stay with the Word, or am I going to be hid behind, fortified behind the Word of God? Or am I just going to let loose and do whatever? Amen. Praise the Lord. So when Eve came out of Adam, but in Adam, there would not have been any trouble if she would have just stayed behind, fortified behind the Word. And so that's why the Bible says outside of Christ, you can do nothing. Amen. Outside of Christ, you are surely going to fall. Amen. That's what Jesus said. Without me, you can do nothing. Praise the Lord. He is the vine. We are the branches. And we're connected with him. Amen. Then we're going to produce his life. Praise the Lord. And Philippians 4:13 tells us that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. All things through Christ. Amen. All things. That's not all things. You know, you're not going to smoke a cigarette. Amen. Through Christ who strengthens you. You're not going to do the things of the world through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. All things that pertain to life and godliness. That's what it's talking about. Amen. That takes you back to that wisdom and the knowledge which Paul was talking about in verse 3. Praise the Lord. For though I be absent in the flesh, verse 5, Yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Amen. Here Paul, he's praising the Colossians and he's telling them that you've been steadfast. Now the word steadfast, it means that which has been made firm. Amen. And or in a military sense, it's a solid front. Amen. When you got a military and they put a solid front. Amen. I'm just thinking of World War II and those times. Amen. They got all the sandbags ready. They got everything ready to go. It's a solid front. Amen. Where the enemy cannot easily penetrate. Praise the Lord. But when your front or where your defenses are weak, then the enemy has a place to get in. Praise the Lord. When it's not weak, when it's got places that that are not covered, that are not hidden under the blood, that are not covered or eradicated by the blood, amen, then Satan always has a finger to point at you. Amen. Don't give him that opportunity. Amen. Make sure you have that steadfastness. Amen. The steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Amen. Now, Paul here, the whole time, he's talking about in Christ. In. Amen. Because the title is Walk Ye in Him. Amen. Walk ye in Him. Praise the Lord. Now, verse 6, it says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Amen. Yes. Amen. No, don't walk next to Him. A lot of people like to walk with Christ. Amen. That you're going to still be in trouble. You're going to still be exposed to the elements. Amen. If you think that just coming to church, amen, is going to, that you're fine with that. And no true heartfelt religion in your heart. Amen. There's danger in that. Amen. If you're just going through emotions, amen, there's danger in that. Amen. But if you walk ye in Him, amen, that means you're fortified in Him. That means you're protected in Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not with Him, not behind Him, not in front of Him. Amen. Like Eve got ahead of the word. Amen. Amen. Not in front of Him. Amen. Walking in Christ, it assures us that wherever He goes, you go. Amen. Wherever He goes, you go. Wherever the word takes you, amen, that's where you're going to be. Amen. If the word is there, then that's where I'm going to be. Praise the Lord. Outside of Christ, I can't be part of it. Amen. Amen. When you're fortified in Him. Amen. Wherever He turns, you turn. Praise the Lord. Sometimes some people are still stuck back here and years pass by. Amen. And they haven't turned that corner. And Christ is moving. Amen. Christ is revealing His word. Christ is still speaking. Amen. And He's using a fivefold ministry in this hour to speak to us. And some of us don't want to turn. Some of us just want to stay with what happened in 1960 and so on. Amen. That was great. That was wonderful. Amen. But it's time to walk where Christ is walking. Amen. Where He is, that's where I just won't follow. I'll just be right there in Him. Amen. Amen. I read a quote this past Sunday to the brothers, because Brother Wade, he preached in the morning, Sunday morning, and I preached in the afternoon. And where we dedicated the building there, where it's a basement, but I read a quote to them about the tree of life, and Brother Branham says, "You being in the tree of life, amen." And I like that, amen. When you're in the tree of life, and who is the tree of life? It's Jesus Christ, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is the all source of life. Praise God. In Him is life, amen. And so wherever He turns, you turn. Amen. You know, have you ever met somebody who was drunk? Maybe you were drunk yourself. Unfortunately, yeah. Unfortunately, I've experienced that. And so I have experience, and I can tell you. It's not a good thing. But when you're under the influence of something, amen. I mean, it is taking complete control of you. You think, oh, I got this. I drink the first beer. Nothing's happening. Second beer, you start feeling that little buzz. third beer. Oh, but you think you still, I still got this. And the third beer, by the fourth beer, you start already talking. And you know that you're talking gibberish. But you, it's kind of like, you like it though. It's weird. And then by the fifth, sixth, and then they add other things in there, you know. Here's this mixed drink. And then you're on the floor. And you're like dragging yourself, and people are looking at you, and you see that people are looking at you. And they're like, here, drink this coffee. I don't even have the strength to hold that coffee. You are under the influence. Amen. Whatever is influencing you, that's where you're moving. Amen. That's what's controlling you. Amen. That's what's in you. Amen. And that's the reason why, amen, we need to be hidden in Christ. Amen. Amen. So that he, amen, it's him and you and you and him. Amen. And then you're completely under his influence. Amen. In order wherever he goes, you go. Amen. If he turns, you turn. Amen. If he walks here, you walk there. If he walks here, you walk there. Amen. You want to be wherever that influence is at. Oh, my. Let me tell you, I'm just be honest with you. That influence when you're doing it while you're drinking, it feels good. That's why people go back to do it. But then they forget what happens the next day. They hate that part. Throwing up pizza and breadsticks and stuff the next day. And trying to hide it from your parents. But then I was like, I'll go back out with my friends again the following Friday. And doing the same thing over and over. Back in the rut. Brother Wade shakes his head. It's not a good feeling. Amen. You are under the influence. Amen. But this is an eternal influence. Amen. There's no hangover afterwards. Amen. And you could just go back to it. And it's like going back to your first love. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, come take care of, meet this need. And the Lord comes in and meets that need for you. And you just fall in love with him once again. Amen. Just like the song, I keep falling in love with him over and over, over and over again. Amen. And there's no hangover, no side effects. No, you don't even need to drink coffee to sober up. My. They gave me coffee, but it didn't help. But thank God. Amen. I don't have to be walking in that anymore. Under that influence. Amen. And there is no man, amen, that is under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Amen. You can tell that they're under the influence of something. They're not themselves. Amen. And when you're under the influence of Christ, amen, you could tell that you're under an influence of Christ. Amen. I know the saints up in Ohio, they're listening in. Amen. I could tell that they were under the influence of Christ. Amen. Something's happened in their life. Amen. Amen. And can you ask that question? Do people know that you're under the influence of Christ? Amen. Or are they wondering? Well, I'm not sure. If they're under the influence or not. Amen. They're under some influence. I can see it. I see by the way they dress, by the way they come to church. They're under an influence, but it's not Christ. Amen. And you can tell. You can tell. Because the outside manifests what's inside. What's influencing you on the inside. Amen. Now where were we? Rooted and built, verse 7. So Paul says here in verse 6, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Amen. How did you receive Christ Jesus the Lord? Amen. Did you receive it in a sad way? Were you sad that you came to Christ? Were you sad that you heard that message, that sermon that night, and it caused you to want to just repent of your sins and come to Christ? Was that a sad thing for you? Or was that something that was just a glorious thing? You felt free. You felt free even as it was happening. Amen. And so Paul is saying here, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord. Amen. So in that same way, walk ye in him. In other words, do not forget your first love. Amen. Don't forget where God brought you from. And in saints, it's so easy for us to do that. As we go living day by day, we forget the things that God did for you and me. That caused you to come to Him and to love Him and to love His Word. And not just that, but to love His people. And I know that there's people, amen, that come here that they look like they don't even love you. But you got to still love them. You got to still love them. When Christ is in you, it'll cause you to not just love His Word, but it'll cause you to even love His people. Because His people are part of the Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. So walk ye in Him. Amen. Walk ye in Him. Verse 7. Rooted and built up in Him. See how it's how Paul is saying in Him. Walk ye in Him. Built up in Him. Amen. Not on Him. Not over Him. Not under Him. Amen. In Him. Amen. And established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Abounding. Amen. Paul was all about abounding in the word that you receive. Amen. In other words, adding on to what you've received. Abounding. Amen. Amen. A house, when you're building a house, you just don't say you build the foundation and you just say, I'm ready to move in. No. Amen. You got to abound upon that. Amen. You've got to build upon that. You've got to put a roof on it. Then you can move in. Amen. This house, amen, that God is building, amen. God is building a house in each and every one of us. Amen. And so it's got to be word on top of word on top of word on top of word. Amen. It's got to be abounding. Praise the Lord Jesus. And when you come to a stop, amen, then you're not growing. There's something that's happened that has stalled the project. You got to see what it is. Amen. You've got to see what it is. Rooted and built up in Him. Amen. Built up in Him. Amen. Rooted. Amen. And what is a tree that has roots, but it's only about this high? It's just a stump, but it's got beautiful roots, maybe under the ground, but it's only a stump. It's not worth anything. You can't really do anything with that. Amen. But God wants us to be rooted and built up in Him. Amen. Amen. Rooted and given fruit. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, verse 8 says, beware lest any man spoil, lead away you through philosophy. Am I reading that right? Okay. Beware lest any man spoil you. Actually, it says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of man, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Amen. Now, that word spoil, if you look at that, what that word spoil means, back in the pirate days, now we use this word very differently today, but it's the word booty. And then, so in the Western world, they use that word very differently now. But what it originally meant was, it was what the pirates carried. Amen. When they went to go loot a ship, or they went to loot, amen, the loot, I'll just call it the things they stole. It was called the booty. Amen. And so Paul says here, beware lest any man spoil you. Amen. In other words, carry you off as spoils. Praise the Lord. Because let me tell you, Satan will use man out there to do that to you. If you're not careful, if you're not rooted, like Paul said, for you to be rooted and built up. Amen. Because sometimes when we put too much confidence in a man, amen, that man can fail you. And if you think that a man won't ever say anything that might be, you know, he might not be doing it on purpose. But if you, everything that he says is an amen, and you're not paying attention, you're not rooted yourself. Amen. You could be deceived. You could be carried off as booty, as spoil, and not, amen, and fail. Amen. Be deceived. Praise the Lord. See, lead away you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of man, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Amen. Like Paul at the beginning when I was saying, a true God-called man will always point the people to Christ. Amen? Always. Amen. But when he starts pointing to himself, or when he starts pointing to the ministry and to look what God has done through us and all that, that's something's not right there. Amen. He's always pointing the people to Christ. Amen. So spoil means to carry off booty or to carry off spoils, to carry one off as a captive and slave. Amen. To lead away from the truth and subject to one's sway. Amen. It's so easy in this day and hour because it sounds good. And it feels good as he's saying it. I just felt all kinds of shivers as he was saying it. Amen. But it's off the word. Amen. It's off the word. I remember one time we were in Anderson, South Carolina. I'm not going to mention brothers' names, but there was a brother that came from out west to preach under a tent there. And, man, I'll tell you what, people were just shouting and praising God. And that brother was preaching straight up return ministry. And in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, something's not right. I had only come into the message. That was in 2001, 2002. And I had come into the message in 99. So I was young. And I had already heard, you know, about these return ministry doctrines. And I'm like, something's not right. It's like the Lord, he checks. But I mean, everybody else was, running across the platform and everything. And it felt good. But it was wrong. A brother came up to me and tapped me behind on my shoulder and said, "Hey, brother, come here." And he said, "Understand that what they're preaching is not right." I said, "Yeah, I kind of feel that I feel it." Yeah. Amen. You know. And I've had many opportunities, different opportunities where men, I mean, it was sincere men who were trying, personally talking to me, trying to sway me to go, "Hey, listen to such and such a person. It's okay that you're still going to church. It's okay that you're listening to Brother Branham's tapes, but make sure don't neglect from listening to such and such a brother's tapes." I've had brothers tell me that. And I said, in my mind, I'm thinking, listen, I just came out of denomination. You can't fool me with that. I came out of denomination. I mean, I've been in all the churches you could think of. So Jehovah's Witness, Catholic, Baptist, Wesleyan Church, Pentecostals. For me to go back to another denomination? And I thought I was set free. But I'm telling you, saints, there's denominations in this message. Big denominations in this message. And if you're not rooted in Christ, you'll easily fall and get deceived by every sway of every man out there. And some of them will just like directly will just tell you, "Brother, you've got to listen to brother such and such." Because it happened to me. It happened to me. So, you know, sometimes we harp about watch what you listen to. Be careful what you listen to. And some of us get mad about that. Amen. But I've had experience personally to me. Where if you're not careful what you do listen to, you may easily sway just because of the person's influence. Amen. So we got to beware lest any man spoil, lead away you through philosophy and vain deceit. Vain deceit. After the tradition of man, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Amen. Now watch. Watch what Paul says here, because it's not about what that man or that brother has. Amen. It's about Christ. For in him, who? In Christ. For in Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So I don't need the tapes of brother such and such. I don't need it's all right. I'll go online, listen to them every now and then. That's fine. Amen. But what I need is Christ. I need the revelation of his word. Amen. Maybe God could use can use that brother to say something to me. Amen. And it'll help me. Amen. It'll lead me to study that out. Amen. But I can't fully depend on all, his ministry and think that that's just going to just take me in. Amen. And I'm talking about even a ministry here. Amen. I got to know God for myself. I got to study it out for myself. Praise the Lord. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Praise the Lord. And watch verse 10. And ye are complete in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Which is the head of all principality and power. Praise the Lord. How did Jesus raise? When he raised, he said, all power is given unto me, both heaven and earth. Amen. And so I want to be dwelling in that. I want to be in that. I want to be, amen, I want to dwell in him, because in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. And so in all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, amen, that's where all the knowledge is stored. That's where all the wisdom is stored. Amen. So why do I want to go somewhere else? Why do I want to look somewhere else? Amen. When it's all in him. Just as the song says. Amen. It's all in him. Praise the Lord Jesus. So as we were reading there in verse 6, I believe, he says, so walk ye in him. Now, 1 John 1:7 tells us, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light. Now, watch. It says he is in the light. Just pay attention to the way the scripture says things. And it all ties in really well. But if ye walk in the light, amen. And when you're walking, amen, you are walking and you're walking towards a destination. Amen. But if you walk in the light as he is in the light, amen, we have fellowship one with another. Amen. When you're walking in the word, let me just put it plain and simple. When you are fellowshipping with God, you're going to fellowship with one another. Right? When you are in the word for yourself, you're going to want to come to church. Right? But if you walk in the light, who is the light? Jesus Christ is the light. As he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And it's a conjunction. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth. Amen. Us from all sin. Now, that doesn't do away that you don't repent there. Man, you still have to get it. If you make a mistake, amen, you will repent. You will make it right before God. You will make it right with the person that you failed. Amen. That's you walking in the light. See, you're walking in the light because you want to be right. Right? Amen. You're walking in the light as he is in the light because we know that he's right. Right? We know that he's correct. Amen. We have fellowship one with another. Amen. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. All sin. Amen. I should have just capitalized all. Oh, but I said something yesterday that I shouldn't have said. Or, you know, I don't know if he'll do. Well, then it's not going to make you want to come to church then. It's going to break fellowship. Amen. It's going to break fellowship with him. It's going to break fellowship with the brethren. Amen. But do you want to make it right? Do you want to be right? Amen. Praise the Lord. That is the question. Amen. Now, Brother Branham says here, and we'll finish off with this. Brother Branham says, no creed, denomination, no pope, priest, or whatever it is, or doctor of divinity, no organization, no nation, no nothing will ever put out the manifestation light of God. When the word is spoke, as she comes to light, is going to do that what it said it would do. No creed can stand around it. No nothing can stand around it. But light itself and those who will walk in it. Amen. Those are the ones who will stand. That's Jesus Christ raised from the dead, here manifested himself among us, and we walk in him. Amen. There is nothing that can stop it, Brother Branham says. Amen. Nothing that can stop you, amen, if you're walking in Christ, in God. If you're walking in the light as he is in the light. Amen. Satan is can't stop you if you stay fortified in him. Praise the Lord Jesus. So walk ye in him. Amen. The way you, many of us maybe have to come back again to what, you know, and I say that for myself, you know. Lord, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Amen. I don't want to be starchy and cold. Amen. I love you, Lord. I love you, and I love his people. I'll fellowship, and I'll do anything for anybody, but I don't want to be starchy and cold. Amen. Restore to me that joy. Amen. You start thinking, Lord, what was it that was attracting you at that time? Amen. And you didn't have any other distractions. You didn't have anything else. Amen. You don't have to make the excuse, oh, I got to have some soft music in order for me to pray. And you got to set all these things up in order for you to be able to get in the right atmosphere. You know, no, just go and pray. Amen. Amen. Just go and do it. It's got to be a certain way. I got to have my coffee, you know, as I'm reading the Bible in the morning. And it's got to be this, that. And see, you're adding to it your own thing. And that's the reason why you're not getting anywhere with God. Just go do what you really want to do. You want to go pray. Just get in that closet and pray. Amen. You don't have to wait to put some Dappy T keys or something like that. I mean, that's some instrumental music, you know. By the way, it's really good. We were listening to it up in Ohio. you can search on YouTube, Dappy T Keys, and it's some really good instrumental music. It'll definitely help you go into enter in. But what if you don't have the phone with you? You're going to depend on some instrumental music for you to pray. Just pray. Amen. Just pray. Jesus Christ didn't have instrumental music in the wilderness. Amen. Just pray. You see, we get so caught up with Laodicea all around us, and we fail to advance the kingdom of God in our lives. Amen. When all those things are only just distractions. They're only just distractions. Amen. Just it's all about God, period. Everything else is fluff. Amen. Everything else is just fluff. It'll help you, but it's not the main thing. Amen. So you love the Lord? I just wanted to talk to you tonight, and I'm going to keep it short. So let's stand to our feet. Maybe next time we'll be a little bit more long-winded. Praise the Lord. Hey, man, why don't we just sing that song, I Love You, Lord. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. I'm not sure what key to sing in. F? Let's do F. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Oh, just worship him tonight. He's worthy. Oh, I love you, Lord. Sound in your ears. Let's
If you have a need, we'll be more than glad to pray.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Let's sing that song, Restore Unto Me the Joy of My Salvation. I forget the title of it. Create in me a clean heart. Yes. 539. I believe. Maybe same key. Yeah.
Create in me a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Oh, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Amen.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, let's sing it unto him one more time now.
Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Oh, is that your heart's desire? Lord,
restore.
Let me go back to my first love.
The joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away.
Oh, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Joy of thy salvation.
Spirit within you.
Amen. Is that your desire?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Maybe you don't get in this, you won't get in the Spirit here, amen, but you have a place at home that you can. The Lord will meet you there. Amen. But just you take your time. You do your part. And God will do His. I don't know of any time where I have tried to enter into the Spirit of prayer where God never met me. Every time that you do and you give forth your full effort, He'll always be there to meet you. Amen. But when it's just a routine and you do it out of routine, or because you have to do it, or so that somebody can see that you're doing it, or because you know that you can say that you did it, but your whole heart was in it, then you're not going to meet God. Amen. There's a difference in prayer and praying in the Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. So entering in. Amen. And that's a challenge that I want to give to you all this. Amen. Enter in whenever you go. Amen. Even praying with your family. Enter in. Amen. Because, I mean, even if your kids can see that, I mean, it may not impact them right away, but they'll never forget it. Amen. It'll be something that they won't forget. Amen. All hearts, minds clear. Brother Wade, come on.
Let's give him a big.
Good job, buddy. Good job. Hey, man, good to be back. Good to be back in the house of the Lord. If this Saturday, you want him here at 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock to practice. Then also probably we got Bible study at 6 o'clock. So I'm going to be here a little early, and I need probably all the heads of state to be here somewhere around that, because we need to get together and talk about what we're going to do for the weekend of April the 15th, 16th, and 17th. We'll be giving out what you need to bring Sunday, because it's only 2 weeks away. We'll have Bible study, though, from 6 to 8. And just remember the brothers and sisters in Ohio, I know they're watching in, but they want to really, they want to interact with us in Bible study and not just listen to what we have to say. And I know Brother Richard's going to laugh. He said, who is dragging them chairs? Because all they do is hear us, and hear somebody comes in, the chair goes across the floor, you know. So you'll be able to see it when we get it up. But we're going to try to get where we can zoom them a little bit, maybe. If we can't, we'll do it the next time. The guys have got a load working on this, and we really appreciate them. Amen. Brother Anderson done got white-headed from that. So, but just, if you want to be here about 4 or 5 o'clock, if we do anything like that with a Zoom meeting, we need to be here a little bit early for a dry run anyway. But deacons, all that want to help, we need to get together Saturday, and may get together Sunday too, but we need to get together Saturday because we're going to have... That group from Ohio is going to be about 11 or 12. Then we're going to have several from Brother Tim Calhoun is going to be here with his family. And Brother Gabriel Calhoun is going to be here with his family that we just know of. It's going to be here the whole weekend. So we're going to need some of your help moving cars and putting things in the right direction during that weekend. And we're going to need we've kind of got them all set up in rooms. They don't have to go to motels, so they're going to stay in some of our homes that weekend, and we sure will. They rented a van, and they're coming down here, so they're going to definitely be with us, and we're going to treat them with hospitality just like they did us. I know one thing for sure: they can cook.
Amen.
They can cook. You sisters, y'all can cook, no doubt, but they can cook too, and they cooked enough for us. So we appreciate them. We appreciate all of you. Thank you for your prayers, Brother Ryan. Wonderful job this weekend, Brother Bob. Thank you for taking the reins, and I know you got something from God. Amen. Amen.
Do we get Zach to be Sunday
school? Oh, remember Brother Isaac's son, Micah, he tore his ACL, and he's going to have surgery. They're wanting to do the surgery the week that they come down here, so that would stop him and his mother from coming. So let's just pray that they'll do it another time. Okay? I don't want him to be in – Micah, I don't want you to be in pain, but I want you down here too. Amen. But they're gonna put forth an effort and come and be with us. And also remember the meetings that we're gonna have there in April. we need, like I said, we need to talk about that maybe Saturday, heading toward the Bible study, and then maybe a little bit on Sunday. I know there's several groups want to sing a song. Several, the group from Ohio, they want to sing some songs. So we need to kind of get that all coordinated together and get where people can help. Like I said, we'll have to seat people maybe Saturday, and that's what we're expecting. And then parking the cars and everything, we'll need some help doing that. So we appreciate you helping us. We probably on Saturday we'll have the sisters sit downstairs because we're expecting there won't be any room here. Brother Homer's will be here. Brother Tony Yeboah and some of the other brothers from the other churches may be here, so we may have a house full. We have a house full pretty much anyway without anybody coming. So we're we just pray that we are ready for the challenge, and that we make sure everything goes well, and the food and all that other. You've never let us down before, and you won't let us down this time. So we love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you again for coming tonight, and we appreciate Brother Luis bringing the message for us, and we appreciate all the things that you did while we were gone. Remember, too, that's on the 16th. That'll be a birthday party for Brother Dale after we finish eating our meal. It's going to be like a fellowship meeting. It'll be at 3 o'clock, and we'll have a fellowship meeting, and then afterwards we'll eat, and then we'll have a birthday party with cake and ice cream for Brother Dale. And if you want to give him gifts, that will be just fine. So just remember that. We'll be talking a little bit more about it. Just wanted to let you know. It's not even 8:30 yet, so I'm going to talk till 15 to 9. Because y'all going to stand outside and talk till 10 minutes after 9. So, but just pray. Just pray. Okay. But just pray that the Lord will be with us and help us all. We were talking about that in Ohio this weekend. There's people starving for the message of the hour. You say, brother, wait, churches are full. Full of what? I mean, really? Full of ideas, full of thoughts. But there's going to be a truth, and there's going to be people. What did the Bible tell us? That there would not be a famine in the land. Is there a famine in the land? Y'all look down at your belly. There ain't no famine in the land. Not that way. But there's a famine in the land, the Bible said, for hearing what? Not some of the truth, not part of the truth, but all the truth. You see people falling away. I was thinking yesterday, Lord's let this thing go a long time just to see who's going to, he's going to let you know whether you'll make it or not. Right. And man, he knows whether you're going to make it or not, but you see people falling away. It's just because they haven't been taught and they don't have a birth. And that's, Brother Brown said that was the most ill-taught subject in the message was the new birth. So that's why we talk about the new birth so much around here. Not just anointing, not just running and shouting and speaking in tongues. But I want what fell Sunday. I want what fell Sunday in that little old building downstairs where there's about 12 or 14 of us. That place was just full of the love of the Lord. It was just a presence that would almost knock you down. And we appreciate that. Because you know what that's because of? Because they got a zeal. They were expecting something. They weren't expecting to see us. They were expecting to see something from God because we all need help. We all do. Every one of us. We walk out that door, you're going to need help. Amen? So we all need help. So we need to bind together, like Brother Luis said, in love. Not filial love. Filial love, you can get mad at each other, and it's not. No. Agape love has no feeling. It just has love. Remember, Brother Brown said faith or doubt. That's the only thing love is, faith or doubt. Not that in-between stuff. That in-between stuff is what we're working on to get rid of. Yeah. All them feelings and emotions that we need to have toward him, not toward each other's, as far as being wrong. So just keep us in prayer. We had a good time this weekend. We've been basking in it even today. But we love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you for coming. Like I said, we'll get together Saturday, and y'all don't be dragging no chairs. What do y'all drag chairs for? Well, we're downstairs and it's informal. And I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. But when you're listening in and you don't have something to see, you don't have a video to see, you're wondering, why is that one person dragging that chair for 2 hours? We told him it was not one man. It was a bunch of people coming in, you know, and pulling their chair out and sitting down. It's not one person. We don't have one guy just dragging the chair around. So, but they want to see us. It's good to see each other. And we're just connected. We're connected to them, and they're just wonderful people. So God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for this day that you give us. We pray now as we go our separate ways, Lord, that you would sanctify us for this journey that we're on, Lord. It's been a journey that, Lord, has had our ups and downs. And as Brother Luis was talking about, Lord, we just got to go ahead toward the prize and go to your promises and hear what you've got to say. And then we connect ourselves to that, Lord, that we'll match that piece together that you saw before the foundation of the world, that we'll come to that, Lord. As Brother Ryan was talking about that picture, there was a picture you saw and it got marred, the prophet said. It got marred by sin, but Lord, it didn't mar the picture that you kept in your mind. Because you kept that Genesis 1:26 in your mind, and it's always going to be there, never fails. You're going to win, and you're going to win through a group of people, Lord, in the end time. Father, just be with us. Help us, lead us, and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Bless our pastor. Keep him strong and safe. And bless each one. Keep the sickness away from all of us, Lord, and the ones that are sick, the different ones that we pray for. As Brother Louise said, let's just don't make it a list. Let's make it a something that was a heartfelt prayer for that person when we pray. Lord, and we'll get more for you, from you. Lord, we pray that you just bless us on the journey home. Be with us till we come back together as one in you on Saturday, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate